Mandy, our food partner, loves talking food with us. Comes out to a lot of our events. Thank you so much for always supporting us. But on Confession Thursday, we start talking about my idea for one item can create a Halloween costume, and it's a wig. Go back to your younger self. Be your younger self. The mullet wig, the curly wig, the big hair wig TJ had back in the day. You just get a wig. Be your younger self. Then we're talking about Mama J's out there at Halloween costume stores buying her wigs there now. Yeah, wow.
For everyday wear.
And Mandy, you're saying on a Confession Thursday, you're admitting you use hair pieces?
Oh, and here's the thing. The top layer of my head is always mine. It's always, like, the crown is always mine. It's just the ends, if it's curled up or something. Rather than having to sit there and spend 25, 30 minutes with a curling iron, if I buy the piece, I can literally throw my hair in a ponytail, pop that in, and then off I go.
Wow.
All right, I'll check tonight at Grappa. For the Whiskey Flights Autumn Nights, what kind of hair? In fact, we might have a contest. Is it real or not? We might do that contest in front of everybody.
I will say this. Tonight, it is real. It is all mine.
Okay. All right.
Tonight. Tomorrow, I'm not making any promises.
Even if it is a hair piece, it's still real, Mandy. It's not AI generated. It is real. It is your hair. You paid for it. So.
Well, and it's one of those things of, I don't like to mess with my hair too much. So it's so much easier to just throw it in a ponytail and throw something around it. I look polished, I look professional, and I didn't spend 45 minutes in the bathroom.
That's why my mother puts on wigs, because she, quote, doesn't feel like doing her own hair.
I'll tell you, when I travel, they are a lifesaver. I spent a week in Disney, and that's all I did was literally get up, throw my hair in a ponytail, clip in whatever clip I felt like wearing that day, and off I went.
Huh. Wow. That's a good travel tip. Clip the hair. Low maintenance. I wonder if you're going for a job interview, which hair clip can help you nail the job? I'm wondering.
The low chinois that I wear is a bun at the bottom, at the base of my neck. I pull my hair all the way back, and then I clip in this like little bun. It looks very professional, very demure, and I look very nice.
A demure bun. Does your wall look like Moira's? Does it look like Moira's where you got all the hair hanging everywhere?
No, but I have baskets and it looks like I've got tribbles all over the house. I don't have another tribble. So, you know, it's one of those things.
It is time for the world's easiest contest. We tell you the answer, then you be call number 19, read back the answer to us, tell it to us. You win a $100 gift card
to Pick and Patch in Stanley, New York.
Ah, oh, so much fun there, where they have the delicious
pumpkin pizza.
Yeah, if you never had it, get there.
Pizza.
The pumpkin pizza at Pick and Patch.
You are borderline Beavis and Butthead over there. How excited. Pumpkin pizza. So get ready to win that $100 gift card. Yesterday was a spider moment. Told you a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went and got our eyes checked. She claims she can't see out of her eyeglasses. They're so scratched.
Yeah.
They're so foggy. She's like, it's just, I can't even tell the weather. They're so bad. But moms make sacrifices for their kids. The money goes to the kids. They're going to have the scratched up eyeglass. So I said, honey, we go get check out our eyes. We'll see it. I go, pick out some nice frames. I'm not going to get them. You get the new lenses and frames. So we're going to pick them up yesterday. And we're driving there because they finally came in. And they got to put on your face to make sure it's everything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she gets whacks me in the head with a pad. I'm like, what? She goes, don't you see the spider? I go, the spider's walking outside. She goes, no, it's inside. I'm like, whoa, all right, stop. Don't swing at it right now because it's going to fall on me.
Right.
She goes, you're never afraid of spiders. I'm like, yeah, but you're whacking it. It's going to fly in my face, on me. Give me a chance when we stop. I'll try to get it. But it's inside, going back and forth, like taunting us inside the window.
That is so weird. I had an awful bug disaster last night as well.
All right.
Where it was both Steve and I.
Oh,
we took the air conditioning unit out of our window. Like, that's not red enough. We take it out and stink bugs were covered on the inside of our... Now, but I know these are prehistoric and they're slow and they're... But really, they're no danger. It's not like a mosquito that's going to bite you. And they're so slow and stupid, they're easy to suck up with a vacuum. So I go get the vacuum. Oh my gosh. It got to the point where I was like, there's another one! So he's holding the curtains. I'm vacuuming the stink bugs off the curtains. I'm like, this is just, let's just sell the house. I'm over it.
It wound up being like a stink bug date. You two bonding over stink bugs.
You're over there yelling about spiders. I'm over yelling for stink bugs.
I had a spider, and I had nobody to help me. I had to deal with it all by myself. I went to make coffee. I pull out the where you put the coffee grounds, and there was a spider inside my coffee machine there to greet me this morning. Oh,
that means you've been drinking all kind of spider parts for how many days now? Yeah. It was inside where you put the coffee?
Well, I take the coffee out every single day when I go to make more.
But you got a friend living in there. You've been drinking spider droppings. I hate to tell you, but I call it as I sees it, Hope. And you know how spiders, you've dealt with a lot.
Yeah.
This one was good size, like a quarter size. And he's just taunting inside. I originally thought it was outside, so I was going to get him with the windshield wiper. Obviously, it's not working. He's inside. And she's swinging and whacking this notebook. I get hit in the head at least three times. I go, just stop. So we get there. She goes, I'm out. Boom. She's gone. I'm going to get my glasses. So I'm in there. Where'd he go now? I see him quickly go into the air vent. I'm whacking. I'm hitting. I'm just sitting there. Come on out. I got you. I got
nothing. Now you're talking to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. So I'm at least 5 to 7 minutes behind her going into the eyeglass place. And they're, you know, they're trying them on. They're like, hey, now how does it fit? Lean forward. Is it, you know, loose or anything? And I go, wow, they look really good, honey. You're my sexy librarian. Do you even recognize me? She goes, who are you? And you just see everybody stop in the eyeglass thing. And they're all looking at me. One lady's got 911 ready to go. And I'm like, she's joking. I'm her husband. Honey, tell her you're joking. Because they're all looking at me like I'm a stalker. Because
she did it straight face.
Straight face. Nailed me. And I'm like, I'm going back with my spider friend in the car. Yeah. I'm getting no love in this office right now. So let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. $100 gift card pick and patch. Call number 19. My wife, when I said, hey, do you even recognize me? She goes, no. Who are you? Oh, boy. She really got me. Everybody was eyeballing me. And then the laughter ensued. That's the answer we're looking for. Call number 19. Mm-hmm. She said, no. And who are you? 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233, call number 19. If you know, you win. DJ Bo and producer Hope, call number 19 is Corey, right? Corey? Mm-hmm. All right, Corey, what are you doing, working or playing?
Coming back from Walmart, had to get some odds and ends.
Odds and ends. You're doing the honey-do list, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, buddy, we're calling number 19, the world's easiest contest. So my wife and I, we're going to the glasses place, you got new frames, and I got stuck behind trying to get a spider out of my car. I'm like 5-7 minutes walking in behind her, and she's trying on the new glasses. And she looks up. I go, wow, they look great. You look like a sexy librarian. Do you even recognize me? Joking, because she claimed her lenses were so scratched up and stuff, she couldn't even tell the weather how bad her old glasses were. And what did she say?
Who are you?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, everybody in the store just like stopped. They really thought I was like stalking her. It was an awkward situation that turned out funny when I'm like, please tell them I'm your husband, 20 plus years. Come on.
Nice.
Well, congratulations. You're going to Pick and Patch.
Thank
you. Stanley, you just got a $100 gift card.
Awesome. My kids are going to love it.
Yeah, they sure will. They're going to enjoy the Luke Bryan themed corn maze. You got your homemade donuts there, the cotton candy, the caramel apples. They'll go get all sugared up. And they'll get to jump on those jump pillows all sugared up. It's going to be a great day. Get their pumpkins.
Awesome.
Be honest, as a cool dad, do you like to go do all the activities with the kids? You're right there being active with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool, cool. How many kids you got?
3.
All right. What are their names?
Declan, Carly, and Levi.
All right. You got the coolest dad in the world.
Yay.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBE. B Morning Coffee Club, my favorite. Oh, you guys are just hilarious.